now listening to Snuff McGee and Friends, Irrelevance in the Dungeon.
Snuff McGee and Friends. Here we go. Snuff McGee and Friends. Snuff McGee and Friends. Snuff McGee and Friends.
Snuff McGee and Friends of Relevance in the Dungeon, episode 25. I am Snuff McGee, joined by...
I'm Dolores.
It's your boy, Kel.
All right, how was everybody's week?
Excellent, man. I just realized, bro, we had a quarter.
Yeah, we're a quarter of the way in, man. 25. 25 came quick. I was talking to somebody the other day, they was like, when did you start? And I was like, in May.
Yeah.
Because they thought we was doing it for a year. I said, nah, it's just...
I know, I was listening.
Just cranking them out, man.
Let me just say, before we even go further... You did a fantastic job, brother. I listened to the whole episode of The Blacktop.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Blacktop, man, for letting me come through. Shout out Mike J for giving me the invite. Shout out Carlos, Amber, Raquel, Tracy. We had a lot of fun, man. It's different for me because, you know, I'm used to hosting.
Yeah.
So, you know, me being a guest, I feel like y'all. You know, I'm nervous. You know, they're asking me. I don't know what they're going to ask me. I just, you know, I have no control of the episode. But we had a lot of fun. We're going to get him in a dungeon, man.
We need to get them
in him in a dungeon. Bring some Krispies or some Lee's chicken. If you watch the episode, you know what I'm talking about.
I had a take on that. We could talk about that later, but I had a hot take on that. Oh, y'all disappointed me.
When we get to the dungeon part, we'll bring that up. Yeah. Let's introduce our guest tonight, Mr. Lawrence Tyler.
Hey.
And tell us about Pure Confidence Boutique.
Well, Pure Confidence, I started it October of 2017, and pretty much it's an online boutique. I do focus on providing plus-size clothing for women, but also I want to service women of all sizes, so I do size range from small to 6X. So it's an online boutique, and I participate in vendor shows, pop-up shops, in addition to servicing women online.
Okay, so how long you been doing that?
2 years. My anniversary will be October 13th of this year.
Okay, that's what's up. And you have an event coming up.
I do. I have a celebration for my 2-year anniversary. Mm-hmm. 2 years is not a long time. However, to me, you know, that's a milestone. Something else that I've reached. It's hard being a small black business owner.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I have an anniversary celebration and we're going to do a mini fashion show. And that's on October the 11th. So if you check out my Facebook page, my Instagram page, it is out there. We have filled up with tickets, but I will definitely put more out there for viewers from today so they can go out and get a couple of tickets.
Before I bring up the fact that I wasn't invited to this event, tell us what exactly is the IG and Facebook page?
The page is Pure Confidence Boutique, and that's BEAUTIQUE.
Mm-hmm.
And just to correct you, you were invited.
I mean, I thought
go out there and check your invite, your event.
What I thought was that, you know, we were going to, like, you needed judges. For, you know, it's not going to be like a little runway thing.
It's going to be, yeah, so we're going to have models, we're going to have runways, we're going to have vendors, we're going to have live entertainment music by DJ Nice 804.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty much well known in the area. Yeah. So, yeah, we're going to have fun, we're going to have free giveaways. So, just a lot of fun and uplifting for women.
Okay.
Word.
And shout out the date again so people can know.
It is October the 11th. That is a Friday. And it's from 6 to 9 p.m.
Okay. So I'm still invited?
You are invited.
Still a judge?
No judge, but you're invited.
Okay.
I mean, if you do need judges, I volunteer as tribute as well.
I'll keep y'all in mind.
I appreciate that. That's all I can ask. Keep me in your mind.
Now, born and raised in PG.
Yep. Born and raised in the country. I'm a country girl.
Okay. And we did go to school together?
Yes, we did.
Okay. And I... You were very, very nice in school.
Of course.
Very, very nice. I remember cosmetology. How many years did you do that?
Mm-hmm. 2 years. So I took interest in hair. I was probably about 11 or 12, and I did family members' hair often. So I decided to try to pursue that as a career coming out of high school. So I took the cosmetology course for 2 years in school. 11th grade and 12th grade.
Okay, no doubt. I remember we had it on. We had a lot of fun on the bus, man. We had a crazy bus, man. And the thing about it, like with our vocational center, it was like 45 minutes away.
Where did y'all go for that?
It was called Rewanee.
Okay.
It was in Carson, Virginia, and it was about 30-40 minute ride.
That's how you know I'm not from out here. I never even heard of Carson, Virginia.
Yeah, well, you know. It's in the sticks, man.
Yeah.
But you think 40 minutes each way.
Yeah. No.
So it was a lot of bus time, man. So, and, you know, we had some characters on there. Yeah. Had a lot of fun, man. And the Lord, she was always nice to me.
I like how the way you keep reiterating it almost makes it sound not true.
I mean, you know.
That's true.
You know, the mind, the first thing to go, wow. From what I remember, I believe that she was nice.
I'm going to leave it alone.
Yeah. After high school, you went to Virginia State.
Yeah.
VSU.
I went to Virginia State. So my goal was to go to school, get a degree in business management, and then start my own hair salon and manage it. But I took a turn in my career after I came out of college.
So, I mean, what did you major in at State?
Business management.
Okay. And after State, you, I see you went to Chippenham Hospital.
Yeah, well, I started working at the hospital while I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
So once I graduated, they offered me a full-time position, so I just took that.
Word.
And that's how I started in the medical field. And that was back in, 2002 when I started.
2002. Mm-hmm. Do you feel it's been that long?
No.
Yeah, I think our 20-year anniversary is coming up, man. 20-year reunion.
I was going to say, you don't want to know what I was doing in 2002.
How old were you?
I've been in sixth grade. That's
God.
Yeah. My 10-year anniversary was just this past June, so that tells you enough.
I think in 2002 I had a 3-year-old.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yo, let me ask you, I was reading it said that you, Tracy Lynn. Mm-hmm. How long have you been doing that?
I did Tracy Lynn for a little over 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty much selling cosmetic jewelry. Mm. And it was very fashionable. I really enjoyed it. But I had a hiccup and I just stopped.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it.
Now, have you always been into fashion?
Always. So started with the hair, like I said, 11 or 12. And I did hair. I had a child. So I stopped probably about 5 years after having my daughter. I stopped doing the hair thing on the side. I always kept a full-time job, though, in addition to doing those things on the side.
Okay. Now, with the business, like, the process of you starting that, how hard was it? What made you step out there and say, you know, I want to do this?
Three main things that inspired me. The first thing is my mom.
Mm-hmm.
So, my mother, I have an older sister, older brother, and then it's myself, I'm the baby.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom, pretty much, she taught us the ropes of life. So, she taught us how to take care of ourselves. She taught me how to survive in this world. My mom taught me everything to be independent. And she taught me giving up wasn't an option.
Mm-hmm.
And not just preaching it to me, but she showed me through action. So she was my number one inspiration. I mentioned it to her and she would always encourage me to go for it. Number two was I'm a plus size girl. And I don't like wearing things just to cover up. I want to be fashionable and trendy. So I would get frustrated when looking for clothing and stuff, trying to, you know, find something that would fit me properly or look really nice. So I said, you know, instead of me continuously searching for it, why don't I start my own?
Mm-hmm.
And I can resolve that issue not just for myself, but, you know, other people as well.
Word.
So that, and then working in corporate America, you don't get to express yourself freely. You know, I express myself through fashion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So wearing my hair a certain way or makeup or clothing, you can't wear any and everything. So I felt like this was a outlet to allow me to do that.
Okay.
Word. three fantastic reasons.
I know, right?
I got plenty more, but that's
I'm just glad you stopped talking about the mom, because we don't cry on Relevance in the Dungeon. It was very close to being a tearjerker going on right now. But the feedback, how's the feedback been since you started?
I get a lot of feedback. You know, I thought my target market would be like 18 to maybe 40, 45. But I found my target market to be 35 to 60.
Mm-hmm.
Word.
And I guess, you know, it was looking at the items and things that I want to offer. I don't want to, you know, have women just revealing their whole bodies. You don't have to do that to be attractive. So I think that's what kind of slid my target market age group up. But the feedback, you know, they tell me, hey, we want to see more of this. We want to see more of that. Or, you know, you're doing something good when they're referring family members and friends to you. Or if they want a certain color bag, they might ask me before they go shop with someone else. So I've been getting pretty positive feedback on that. And I get a lot of people that ask me, you know, how did you start it? Or what did you do for this? Or what did you do for that?
So,
yeah, a lot.
That's what's up. So you're motivating people. See, other people probably wanted to step out and, you know, asking what made you want to step out.
Yeah, that's, I use that, you know, my name. I took time to pick out the name of my business, and it's pure confidence.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what, you know, I want to push to other women. I want to uplift them to, so they can, you know, love themselves, love the skin you're in, encourage yourself to boost your self-esteem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want you to strive with confidence, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what about plus-size men?
Ooh, boy, you asking the question I was waiting to ask. I mean, you know.
I'm fluffy over here.
I was trying to see, she got anything for a player?
I don't have anything right now.
Okay, all right.
We never know what can happen in the near future.
You can keep, hey, like I told you earlier, keep us in your mind now. You know.
I mean,
to be comfortable, too.
You know, what else is like, you know, plus size, you know, it's sexy. What else is just big and tall?
You know,
but I'm big and short.
And
so
it's, you and me both, right? And there's four things in that section.
That's, so is it that difficult for y'all to find like clothes?
It can be. It's for me, at least in my experience, sometimes it's difficult to find quality clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So you can find the things, but when you want quality, you're having to pay so much for it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't. A lot of times just go buy the cheapest thing because I could wear it, you know, once or twice. Wash that thing. Ain't no more good. Ain't no more good. So, you know, I think that's what it comes down to me. I have to spend so much more money for the quality to actually fit me the right way.
Or it's like, you know, you'll see something, then it's like, it ain't your size.
Yeah.
You're like, damn, I'm that big, dog.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I feel you, dog.
But I was at, what was that? Went to D.C. and I was at a Polo joint. And... Mm-hmm. I realize with Polo, they run pretty big. They run big.
That's why I wear a lot of Polo.
So, you know, I get blessed with that. But certain places, like if it's a large, I can't. It ain't going to cut it.
See, first of all, I need you to stop considering yourself plus size if you only wearing a large.
No, it's Polo large. It's
nah.
Only in Polo. No, only in Polo.
Is it Polo Sport?
No, it's not Polo Sport.
Then it don't count, bro.
Man.
No, sir. No, sir. This is two F's right here, Jack. This is two F's right here, boy.
People small through large.
No, that don't count.
I don't know how it was a polo. It was the pullover coat. Matter of fact, I got it for my birthday, and it was dope. It was like it just came in the store, and all I had was a large. And I was like, I already figured like, but I was like, you know what? That's just a case. And I was like, yo, so this joint runs super big.
So what's your normal size?
2X.
Okay.
2X.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah.
You with the gang.
Big and short. Big and short.
It's a market for us too, man. It's a market for us too.
So like you said, you're upcoming. You have the event going on. And I seen C. Ferris. She's going to be at the event.
Yes. Yeah, so Candace, of course, she's a classmate. Went to school together. Candace was very talented in school.
Yeah, we just know her as C. Ferris on the show. Yeah.
Okay, you
know,
C. Ferris. but yeah, she we recently had a rehearsal and she just knocked it right out the box. She did an excellent job. She was very chippery, bubbly, willing to fill in for those that weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
So she just did a really good job, and I look forward to working with her.
Yeah, see, I shared the post that she had. You know,
mm-hmm.
I think she had a top on from you, and it looked, it was dope, man. And
See, y'all got to follow my page. See, because she got that top with like maybe 10 other pieces in a $25 bag. So I have a bag sale, and I normally do it around February. And I have different price bags. So however much you can stuff in that one bag is what you get for that price.
Don't you worry. I'm finna follow that thing right now.
Pure confidence beauty.
Oh, came right on up. Praise God. Look at God working.
Where's the, do you see the plus size man? Is that?
I don't see not a one. Okay. I don't see not a
it's
one.
It's coming though. She says it's coming. She's, man.
That's what she it's said. Down the line, I hope y'all. So. I need something comfortable and sexy at the same time.
But, matter of fact, there's an expo coming up with Black Connections. It's going to be on Black Friday. And allow me to pull up the information right quick if you don't mind. You know, we're on snuff time, so, you know, we're good. But 2019 Black Connections presents the inaugural Black Business Vendor Expo. It's going to be at the Richmond Crossroads Arts Center, 2016 Staples Mill Road, and you know, November 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you know, Black businesses, they're going to have, you know, if you want have vendors, have tables out there, they're going to have food trucks. It's going to be a dope event, man. Hopefully it'll be an annual thing. But I'll get with you. Get that information. Matter of fact, she's going to be on the show October 4th.
Oh, this upcoming Friday.
Yeah, she's going to be on the show. But yeah, shout out Black Connection LLC. She's been very helpful. And hopefully a lot of people will check out that that expo. Black Friday, people like to spend money.
Definitely.
Spend it on your people.
Hey.
You know?
Spend it in your community.
You know what I mean? But yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. Like I said, I admire, you know, you stepping out there, being, you know, a business owner.
Yeah.
I think, you know, more Black people need to do that, and more people need to support, yeah, you know, support each other.
That's a fact.
You know,
I definitely agree with that.
Yeah. Spend your Black dollars with Black people.
And the clothing is dope. You know, you've always been very fashionable.
I'm about to say she fly right now. Yeah, you know, yeah. I may not know much about the boutique currently, but she fly right now.
Yeah, you know. I
for that bold, edgy, unique look. So
I expected nothing other than that. You know, she was going to bring the flyness ever since, you know, back in high school when she was very nice.
She was nice to you.
Very nice. Very fashionable.
We reiterate.
Yeah, very, very, very fashionable then.
Yeah.
You know, the cosmetology, that was a beautiful class. There's a lot of...
Wait, so just so I'm understanding, you were in the cosmetology class.
I wasn't in the class, but I was in the class.
Might as well
be. I was in auto mechanics.
Gotcha.
I was in auto mechanics, but I was so advanced with my mechanical skills that I would just like to venture around. And, you know, I would just end up in cosmetology class.
Like, that's like the perfect class.
Yeah. I got my hair washed a few times and I had a season. I was contributing, man.
I'll rub my scalp right quick.
Yeah, I was contributing to the cause, man. But you got to think you had, what was it, Prince George,
Dinwiddie,
and Sussex.
Yeah. All y'all went to that.
Yeah.
What do y'all call it, though? Vocational,
yeah, Voltech.
We just call it the tech.
Yeah, so it was a lot of fun, man. A lot of fun. Very nice people.
I want to see half of those, like half of the girls from there, especially like the ones in Dinwiddie. I don't see none of them really. I got maybe one on my Facebook page from Sussex. Maybe one.
It's a few on there from Sussex. A couple of fellas I remember. Some females. Of course, our classmates. I'm hoping that we do the 20-year reunion because, like I said, I haven't seen a lot of people in a while. And, you know, when I do see people, it's always peace, you know?
Yeah, I definitely would like to attend that if they put it together.
Yeah, I mean, if they're listening, man, look, just set up something for Vegas, man.
Yeah, you know? I'll be there, too. I know I didn't go to school with y'all, but I'm always on here with people that went to school with y'all, so
hey,
I feel like a part of the class.
We'll do the podcast in Vegas, man.
That is a fantastic idea.
And we're going to do that on the street.
Yes.
Old Vegas. We're going to Fremont.
Let me just say, y'all think I'd be drunk on regular episodes, but we do this show in Vegas, there will be no holds barred.
I'll be like the 2019 Sammy Davis out there. I'm entertaining
this
out there,
man. This man loves Sammy Davis.
I'm a big. Are you not a Sammy Davis fan?
No, I don't know too much about Sammy.
You know what Sammy Davis worships the devil. That's what they say.
That's what I heard that. I don't look whatever his religions. I just know him as the entertainer.
He worshiped the devil and he was a Jew,
a black Jew, a blind black. Well, one eyed blind black Jew.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so I gotta ask, what was his entertainment? What was he doing?
Oh.
What wasn't he doing is a better question, honestly.
Y'all gotta fill me in.
Very disrespectful. But nah,
I'm
Sammy.
I'm gonna be honest with you. It seemed like, all right.
I'm sorry.
Make sure.
I've heard his name, but
yeah. But make sure your mama hear this episode so she can cuss you out.
Insert
after
the meme of that white boy. Who's,
what?
What did he do?
Sammy was an entertainer in every aspect: tap dancing, singing, acting,
comedy,
everything.
Like, is he the short? Is he kind of light skinned man?
Yeah, he was short. I would say he was
the Rat Pack, so he was the darkest one there.
Yeah, he used to be with Frank Sinatra and all them guys.
Old blue eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm
going
to have to look him up.
I'll pull up the video.
Shibongo.
Yeah. Mr. Bojangles.
Yeah, you know.
But yeah, appreciate what you're doing. Open invitation to come back. I want you to come back with Richard.
Okay. The 12th?
I keep hearing about Richard.
How about that? But we might have to put something together, though.
Yeah, I want to have another, like, PG reunion thing. Yeah,
we
you got
to do that. We can do that. But I don't know about the 12th.
I know Richard's going to bring fire when he come on the show.
Yeah, you're going to have plenty of fun with him. I'll be sure you that.
Yeah, no doubt.
Book it.
Speaking of Richard, he is my co-host for the fashion show. So mm-hmm. I know he's going to bring it. I know we're going to have lots of fun with him. And Richard is my childhood friend. So we've been friends since elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he's going to take it back there. We're going to have a ball, and I'm looking forward to him being there.
I know, like, he's a funny dude, man. Like I said, I met him, I guess high school. Because like I said, y'all went to different schools or whatnot. But yeah, funny dude. I'm looking forward to him being on the show. We got some good guests coming up, man.
Yeah,
man. Got some good guests coming up.
I'm excited.
We got a very extravagant, extremely nice guest tonight. Extremely nice.
Emphasis on the nice.
You believe that, don't you?
She knows she was mean.
Come again, say what?
She knows she was mean to me back in the day.
Believe that.
But I used to
come again,
know,
say what?
If you think I talk a lot of shit now, I've always been the same way.
I'll be honest with you, but before I met you, the person who introduced us, that was the one thing they said. They said y'all should meet because all y'all both do is talk shit.
The crazy thing is, when people don't get that I have a sense of humor, I don't like people to take themselves too seriously.
It's unnecessary, man.
It's just like, yo, I'm just talking shit. Like, I didn't make you clock in. I didn't make you go to work. You know, it's not my fault.
That's a fact.
Like, chill out, man. Irrelevance in the dungeon, man. I'm going to start off with Power. Are you a Power fan?
No.
Not really?
Ooh, all right.
You what?
I'm watching. I'm sorry, y'all.
Six seasons behind. Anything you are watching right now?
Love and Hip Hop.
Oh, my God.
What else? What is the other one? Love and Hip Hop. Basketball Wives.
The show where nobody's a wife. Basketball Wives. The show where nobody's married.
But before we get to Power, Nicole Murphy, what show was she on? Is she on, like, The Real Housewives or something like that? You know, Eddie Murphy's ex.
Yo, trust me. Just say her name. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, so I was looking earlier. They said Nicole Murphy, like, she was seen kissing Antoine.
That wasn't on no show.
Well, no, I mean, in person, in real life.
Oh, yeah.
She was seen kissing Antoine Fuqua, the dude the director Training Day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was married to Lena Rochon.
Got a whole wife.
Yeah. And they said Eddie was mad because, you know, you got to explain that to the kids.
Yeah.
Like how mom, you know, mom's a homewrecker or whatnot.
Mom out here thotting and bobbing.
Yeah.
Hot Girl Summer ended up.
I don't do the black reality shows. Because for one, it's not reality to me. It's just a bunch of trash.
Drama.
Yeah. I mean, I can get it as entertainment or whatnot. But I just think that, you know, people think that shit is like.
Well, if you come. So I don't watch none of the shows that she mentioned. But I'm not going to act like I don't watch any sort of reality TV from time to time. Because we already talked about last episode. I do watch Growing Up Hip Hop from time to time. Hey,
is this
don't
Atlanta or is this New York or something?
I don't know.
Okay.
Sometimes I watch the one with Lil Bow Wow. Which one is that? Is that
Atlanta?
And sometimes I watch the one with Lil Bow Wow on it. I think. Oh, Lil Romeo. Is that the same thing? I think that's Hollywood.
I just think all that shit's staged, man. I was watching.
It is definitely.
I was watching that. What, remember Ricky Smiley had a joint one time?
So let me just say this right quick. If you want to do the whole disclaimer, that's perfectly fine. Ricky Smiley had the absolute worst sitcom that was ever created on the planet Earth. It was
Ricky Smiley show.
Oh, it was horrible.
I mean, I don't. Do you take him seriously as an actor, though?
No, not at all. I don't take Ricky Smiley seriously. Period. Personally, I think Ricky Smiley is funny, but you spoke about his reality show. That painted him in a different light, and I didn't really like him after watching it. He seemed like an asshole.
Yeah, he did. He did seem like an ass. He's funny, but he's not always funny.
Casket Shop, I think that's what it was called, the stand-up special.
Yeah, with the...
that was funny as hell.
With the Master P joint.
Yeah.
That was his best thing, but I mean...
By far.
It was surprising to me.
Well, he started out on
BET, right? Well, he started out back in the day. You know, him and Steve Harvey is real tight or whatnot.
And he was... I remember him on Def Comedy. With him and Monique Snapping.
Yeah, he wasn't that funny on there, but I've seen him in person.
Mm-hmm.
He was truly funny.
When I first truly remember him was like the Lil Darrow stuff,
and I remember the church announcements.
Yeah, church lady. You know he's taking over for Tom Joyner.
I heard.
Like you know Tom's retiring, and he's gonna take over the show,
and he's gonna take like half of his Ricky Smiley show crew over there with him.
Yeah, so
I guess think they should just take over Steve Harvey's show because that shit is garbage.
Steve's not always on there.
He's not, but he got J. Anthony Brown on there, and it is trash.
I used to listen sometimes in the morning. I don't listen.
I'll listen for the prank call every once in a while. But outside of that, if like sometimes you know you drive and you don't realize that you're still listening to it, and you're like, man, what the hell is this? This is.
I miss Russ Parr, man. I don't know why they moved Russ Parr from here. I'm just not a fan of morning shows, man. Like. I have the time to listen to Apple Music if I'm going to work. Mm. So, but yeah, so you're not a fan of Power. Kayla, you caught up?
I definitely am caught up. If you want to talk about it, I have some takes.
Well, you know, you're six seasons behind, so I mean, I don't feel bad whatsoever with spoilers.
It's no such thing as spoiler at this point.
Yeah, so, Tommy got a lot of bodies, man.
Tommy has too many bodies.
And Tommy getting a little reckless, man.
Hey. Did you see his eyes when Proctor pulled that strap on him, though?
Yeah, but my thing is this. Like, you know, Ghost was like...
Tommy been reckless, though, bro.
Yeah, but, like, they started off like silent assassins or whatever. Now he's going, like, and shooting up the apartment.
That's what cocaine does. Cocaine's a hell of a drug. And where is it?
And Tommy, he's still coked out.
Yeah, man, he taking two to that. He taking two to that white girl. He going out there laying niggas down.
And Lala, man, I think she on borrowed time.
Lala... So my
she
family,
back on that?
Yeah.
Is she? How's she doing?
Hot take. Me and my family, we have a group chat, and we brought up Lala the other day, and me and my cousin agreed. Hey, if she does sex scenes all the time, great. Anything other than a sex scene, stop putting her on camera.
She's not a great actress.
She's not a good actress.
She wasn't. She wasn't a good host. What was it? She was
hold on. She was good on TRL.
Really?
Oh man, you were 40 when that came out. You don't know.
Well, I was 35. I just never took her seriously, man. And I really didn't take it seriously after Garnett said she tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios.
Well, hey, I'll leave that alone.
I'm just saying, like Mello ain't been the same since.
He has not been the same since at all.
So are they still together?
I guess they're on and off.
I feel like he'd be hitting that joint, that's about it.
Because he's seen with multiple women. He had, you know, the baby with a stripper.
It's always an excuse every time. No, we was just out at Wegman. She worked there.
Yeah.
No, she had paid for this house that I was at. Not.
I guess they're still together, but yeah, it's like, it's an on and off thing, man. It's on and off. Who's the girl related to on Power? The one that set Tariq up?
I think she's related. I don't remember because name is Spanish boy. I saw that on
the Ruiz.
I saw it on Facebook. I was like, "Damn, you posted it, didn't it?"
Mm-hmm.
That shit made sense to me.
It could be
she texting somebody.
Somebody said it could be one of Ray Ray. She could be related to Ray Ray.
That would be wild.
But yeah, she snitched on Tariq, and I don't feel bad for him whatsoever.
For Tariq, I like Tariq this season, honestly.
Why? You're playing both sides, man. You can't go against your pops, man.
No, he's not playing both sides.
Can't go against your pops, man.
In theory, he's playing both sides, but he's not playing both sides. I think I told you. If I didn't tell you, I've told everybody else that I know. Tariq is going to kill Tommy at the end of the season.
We shall see. I mean, now we got coming up, you know, Ghost and Tommy got to work together.
Yeah, which, I'm going to be honest with you, that has happened before, so it's kind of like one of those things, like, all right, y'all got to come up with something else. They disagreeing now, you make them work together. disagreeing. Now you make them work together. I mean, it could be interesting, I suppose, but
I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it. I heard this ain't gonna be last season. They said 50's gonna keep on moving it.
I don't believe nothing 50 Cent said. He said it, but I don't believe Tommy's dying at the end of this season.
You think so?
Tommy's going to die.
I just don't like how 50 did Petersburg. You know, the fact that he put Trey on that song and made Trey.
Oh boy!
You know, he put Joe back.
He lasted two episodes.
I'm not gonna say Trey. It wasn't just a bad song. I guess people just used to. They were used to Joe.
Trey, Trey, I love you, brother. You make fantastic music. Ready is one of my favorite R&B albums. That being said, his version was way too soft for Power. Like, Joe has a sultry voice, and then 50 coming, I never took a chance since nowhere. Like, it worked out. 50 changed his rap and all that shit. Like, it sounded like I was listening to, like, the Kidz Bop version of Power intro.
So I don't know nothing about Power, but I did hear the two, and I would have to go with Joe.
Yeah, it
hold on, pause. So, you don't watch the show at all,
but you listen.
But you had to listen to the theme song.
I heard all this talk about it, so I went out there so I could hear the both, and Joe sounded a lot better.
Okay.
No disrespect, anything to Trey song.
We love you, Trigger.
Yeah.
He from out here.
Yeah. So. Yeah, he from here. You know. No disrespect, man. Just, you know, 50 put you in a bad spot.
Yeah,
man. I feel as if 50 did that shit on purpose, man. that's just me, though.
Just Trey owed him some money.
Yeah. he like putting people out there like that, man. Let's tone it down, man. It says Spider-Man's back in the MCU, man.
Oh, man, I was so excited.
So the thing about it was, they said the Spider-Man, it was a joint venture between Sony and Disney when they did the two recent movies.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they got into a heated debate because Disney wanted so much money off the movies, and Sony pretty much took Spider-Man back.
And that's why Sony wouldn't put him in the MCU in the first, like, 15 years in the first place.
And they were talking about Spider-Man going back to Sony and doing movies with, like, Venom and shit like that.
And it was going to be trash.
But they've come to an agreement. They're going to do another Spider-Man.
With Tom Holland.
Yeah. And I don't know if this is going to be just, like, a one-movie deal, or they're going to keep working together.
So from the article that I read, when they phrase it like this, I feel like it's going to be more than one movie. They said he's going to continue in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm-hmm.
So that sounds like hopefully more than, you know, just a one movie deal, because I think anybody can tell you, like, I love all Spider-Man movies, but these last ones have been clearly better than the others, I think.
And being a Marvel fan, I'm ashamed to say this, but I haven't seen the last one.
Shoot yourself.
Yeah. I've been very busy, man.
It was really good, actually. Now, I didn't... Most Marvel movies, I'm rushing to the theaters within the first week. I didn't. I watched it by other means.
Mm-hmm.
But
it was really good. No incrimination on that.
Yeah. You know, by other means. But mm-hmm. It was really good. It was really good.
It should be... I should be able to get a good copy now.
You definitely can. This was months ago, and I got a fantastic copy. You're good to go.
Are you a Marvel fan, Miss Tyler?
So what do you like, Miss Tyler?
I like fashion. All right.
So I was looking at Rip the Runway the other day.
Right? So as I was watching The Devil Wears Prada the other night.
First of all, Devil Wears Prada is a fantastic movie, Jack.
But since we
You see how
about,
I brought it up real quick.
Yeah, that's amazing movie.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about celebrities, though, what's the deal with Kevin Hart, though?
What do you mean?
Like, what really went on with him in the accident? I can't get that story.
Oh,
I heard the car was fucked up. Like, they said he was in the back.
Yeah, he won't drive or nothing.
Who was he really with, though?
Oh, you're hearing conflicting reports. Maybe you know something we don't know. Go ahead and report.
I thought I heard he was with, I guess, a mistress or something.
Oh, Lord. So, hold on now. First of all, are you in the fashion or are you with the
team? Yeah,
you sound like you're with the team.
Come on, Miss Tyler. Jump on there. Let us know. Okay?
The Lord's with the
team. Is Kevin dipping dicks?
I heard that he was taken from the scene and the other two people were left. And they said that somebody else called the emergency crew for them, but one of the persons that was left was his mistress.
I mean, it's not surprising. It wouldn't be surprising.
Yeah, but he's still fresh off the joint.
He is.
The hotel.
I'll be honest with you, Kevin got a whole lot of shit going on.
Yeah. For one, Kevin doesn't, you know, talk on black issues.
He doesn't give a fuck about black people.
You say he does not?
He does not.
Have you heard anything?
No.
The only thing I ever heard him say is black people need to stop. They need to stop what they want to do. Like, either they want to be supportive of people being successful or they want to be angry. That's not good enough for me. That was a trash comment.
I feel as if, you know, everybody doesn't have to use their platform for that. But being stand-up comedians, mm-hmm. I mean, for the most part, they're known for speaking on
that's what comedy is.
Social issues, you know?
We take the dark and make it funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he has failed. And I love Kevin Hart. Don't get me wrong. It's not an indictment on him. I love Kevin Hart. But in the same token, I do feel like that's a part of his responsibility.
Yeah, all the greats have spoken on that.
Like, stuff. You a nigga from Philly, Jack. Like, it ain't like, you know, some suburban kid that doesn't identify with the culture. You a nigga from Philly. You swam on the swim team, that movie with Terrence Howard.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, time out real quick.
We'll get to this.
Oh, my God. All right.
Matter of fact, it's fresh, man. What's up with the dreads, man?
What in the world are they doing?
You didn't see Terrence dreads? Right, so, look, you got the half cut. You know, you're not coming with all the tea. You got the half cut right now.
Yeah, I go to work.
I be at work, too.
I come home.
I be at home, too.
And I take care of the little one.
I got a daughter.
And I get up, and I do it all over again, over and over and over again. And I
be doing the same.
Department.
I'm going to have to pull your black card, because, I mean, all the black people I knew was on their phone at work. So.
I don't give a damn about what they talking about.
Breaks.
Huh?
I get on the phone on breaks.
Mm. Come to my desk tomorrow.
Yeah. Dolores do right.
No, I do. That's all I do. I don't do much.
Oh, you got a little tea, though. The Kevin, we ain't know about that.
You found out about that somehow.
Yeah, I mean, I was in the conversation. I heard
about it. Black women always got that tea. Yeah. When somebody messing up.
Somebody cheating.
Yeah, so they're going to have that.
You know, niggas.
We'll have to find out what happened, though.
That's the same thing that happened with old boy, too, though. What's his name? Terrence J. Didn't he get, like, caught got an accident? He was with another lady and... Am I tripping?
You might be.
I be watching Instagram sometimes.
Tan, that's the dude from 106
and Park.
Oh yeah. Is he a celebrity? E. I guess
he on E, so he technically a celebrity.
Well, he's been in a couple movies with Kevin Hart, so
he was in one or maybe two. What? I Think I Love My No.
The Steve Harvey.
That stupid Steve Harvey movie. Don't Give Him None for 90 Days, whatever it was called.
Why you said that movie was stupid?
Because Steve Harvey hates men, and it's irritating.
Well, isn't he going through it?
Does
he even still have a TV show?
No, he does not.
Come on with that tea.
Kelly Clarkson took that from him.
Who was that, his wife?
No, that's that white lady.
From American
Idol. Since You've Been Gone.
Yeah, American Idol joint.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, that white lady. She got a talk show.
I need you with some more tea.
We thirsty.
I want to know, though, what happened with Steve Harvey and his show?
Oh, long story short, I mean, they canceled it and Kelly Clarkson got a show. I think that starts in November.
I think they were trying to cater to a younger white audience.
Yeah, I think they realized people are starting to not really listen to Steve Harvey shit. Because Steve, his advice seems to be the same all the time. No matter what it is, leave your man because he wrong.
I like Steve Harvey a lot.
Your ass got to make a decision.
Yeah. Oh, so you crazy.
Where he getting the advice from, though?
Who the hell knows?
Let me tell you something.
See, rich people,
mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna sleep 8 hours. The stock market is open for 3 hours when you been living. Man, shut up.
You gonna tell me that because Ray Ray ain't got no job? Oh, hell. Yeah, did you see Godfrey's impersonation of Steve Harvey? You have to YouTube that.
So, this is the thing. I didn't watch the video, but I saw that it was out there and I saw that people were saying it was hilarious, but I was at work at the time.
Yo, it is the best impersonation I've seen.
Hey, Godfrey is funny.
I mean, he's got the teeth, like the smile,
yeah.
The little, all of that. He's got all of that,
you
man.
You know, Godfrey got fired from the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, from SiriusXM, I think.
For what?
Because he got in an argument with a gay person.
Wow.
And then he went and said something about it on the air. He didn't, like, say a gay slur or anything of that nature, but he, you know.
I think, you know, like I said, I have gay friends. I have lesbian friends. I don't think this gay agenda represents them.
I agree.
I think that, you know, their sense of humor is great.
Funny is funny.
You know what I'm saying? If it's funny, they're going to laugh. I don't think that, like, I can't do a gay joke. You know, like, that makes no sense. It's
if
like,
it's funny, it's funny.
If it's funny, it's funny. If there's no malice behind it, you know, we not saying, like, F word or nothing like that. Nah, man. Everybody should laugh at each other, man.
Bill Burr. Have you seen his lady stand up?
I haven't. I'm a little behind. I'm like the Lord, so I don't be on my phone. Only on my breaks. So only on my breaks, man.
What I'm about to say, it sounds like it could be problematic. He had a whole joke about Michelle Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you, it was absolutely hilarious.
But see, Michelle is like kind of like Beyonce. Like, black women do not like anybody joking on Michelle or Beyonce.
Hey, I ain't seen no backlash about it.
What did he say?
So basically the premise of the joke, because it was more than one thing. The premise of the joke was that, what's her job? What was her job? She got famous for being the first lady.
Mm-hmm.
There's no other first lady that got the hype that Michelle Obama got. And
because she's the first black first lady.
Very fair point.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't take away from the joke. She's on a book tour. And so his point was, she got a book tour sucking the right dick. That's not wrong. I know you don't like it.
Yeah, I heard it with a little. She was.
But it's not. Funny's funny. It's not wrong.
I mean, it is funny, but.
Well, you got to hear the whole thing, too.
Michelle went to... What school did she go
Harvard?
To? Harvard? Yeah.
Maybe.
Very, very intelligent woman.
Yeah.
And what is she? I know Barack was a lawyer. What was she? Was she a lawyer, too?
No, I feel like she wasn't a lawyer, but he worked for her.
Well, he worked for her?
Yeah, he originally started out working for her.
Mm-hmm.
And then she gradually encouraged him to keep pushing, and he ended up landing in president position at some point. But he started out working for her.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, she saw her future in
now
it.
Now, you see, the tea that she has is when a man's cheating. And when, you know, she was working for him,
mm-hmm.
You know.
He was working for her.
Yeah. She did stress that.
She don't know about nothing.
Yeah, she did stress. She
so
did stress that.
About female empowerment. I can appreciate that. Excuse me. Women empowerment, because I've been corrected on that too many times.
Oh, you can't say female
don't
anymore?
Don't say female.
What's wrong with
so the way that it was explained to me most recently, and this was the only time it made sense. Most of the time, people don't explain it well. So female is assigned to more than just human women. There's female frogs, there's female dogs, horses, cats, whatever. But they're not women.
Mm-hmm.
So human females are women. So when you use female, it's not a direct... They say it's a slur almost. Because you are a human woman.
Everybody's so fucking touchy, man.
Hey, brother.
But I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Once again, that was the first time it made sense. I was like, okay, whether I think it's over the top or not, I can at least understand what you're saying. And I can respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna agree with everything, but if you can make it plain and make it understandable, I'll accept it.
Women empowerment.
Yeah. He also, Bill Burr, shitted on white women so hard, and that was also hilarious. I just advise you all to go watch Bill Burr's latest stand-up. It was very funny.
It is on Netflix?
It is on Netflix.
Now, okay. I know the Lord says they're going to watch it because it's not a black reality show.
Exactly.
I'm
going
to look this thing up.
You probably like Bill The Color Burr. Purple.
I'm like, I ain't watched that whole movie either. It's too long.
You know what, Miss Tyler?
I watched the beginning.
I love you.
And I watched the
end. She don't do TV.
You got to.
No,
yeah.
I do. I just don't have time no more.
I love you with the love of Christ.
I feel you on that. I'm behind on some. Look, I haven't watched Snowfall. Not one episode.
So, I've watched three episodes.
It's good.
It is. The three episodes are fantastic.
All right, so.
But I need to. I only watched three episodes.
It's like, you know, I don't have enough. Like, it's not enough time
in
the day.
It's not enough time. It's too many shows.
I'm officially. I'm creeping on old man status. Like, I am.
You creeping.
You
there.
Here we go with that shit.
I'm...
Hey.
You don't feel old, though? Do you, like, when you start looking back at stuff, I'm like, yeah, I'm getting...
You should look at me and feel old.
I feel... Hey, look, black don't crack. Tell him.
Mm-hmm.
Fill him in now.
Oh, but I didn't say her. I said you. this is a beautiful black queen right here.
I feel old now when I talk to younger people, and I feel like I'm, like, I give advice now. I give advice more than I ever have. I'm not saying that, you know, I know everything, but I know the mistakes that I've made, you know, and I like, also I realize I'm getting old when I hear younger people complain about work. when I know they're not, it's not work. It's like, yo, chill. Like,
let me tell you, I manage a medical billing department, and I have to sometimes screen different people, you know, for positions that we have. We had this one position that we had to continuously, you know, hire a couple of people for. But when I see, I guess they call them the millennials, they come in, and I'm just like, I can't believe you're doing some of the stuff that you're doing. It's work. That's what you come here to do. You come to work. Don't get me wrong, everybody, you know, do little stuff. Like, yeah. I was joking about the phone and stuff. But the complaints that I hear, and I'm like, are you serious? I can't wrap my head around that.
Or like,
y'all millennials, too, though.
We barely make the rules.
I don't make the rules, brother.
But my thing is like let's say they don't have any kids, they don't have responsibilities, and they come to work like, I'm ready to go. Like they late, calling out, leaving early. I'm like, yo, why are you tired? Like,
what you're not gonna do is attack young people. Granted, I don't live the life of a typical young person. I have a whole wife and a whole child, and I've been this for quite some time.
Hold on, pause. Don't do that. I hate that whole shit. Huh? When they were like, whole wife and the whole, yeah.
I'm going to keep whole doing it. But
acting the whole ass out here.
I've been off the porch early. But in the same token, let's keep it real. You don't want to go work? You don't want to do that shit?
Who, me?
I'm more speaking in general terms, but yeah, I'll say you.
They just complain
about it. There's other shit you want to do.
I see the workforce shifting, though. Like, you know, now they have a lot of jobs and stuff. I guess they're catering, I guess I would say, to their age group. They have a lot of jobs that you can work from home. Or you know, you can use technology and stuff like that.
It's don't give me that.
I'm the last dude to work from home.
You give me work from home, you just get me at home. Doing home shit. You know, I'm cooking eggs.
I have no discipline. I cannot work from home.
Not a chance. I'm smoking weed. You let me work from home. I'm smoking weed while I'm working. Huh? What you want?
I'm running. I'm running Madden. I'm just a couch potato. Like.
Hold on, cause I highly. Hold on.
But like, hey, be quiet right quick. I got a phone call.
But I think that more and more now, like, there's a lot of things that's catered more to the younger.
I agree.
I do think it's a beautiful thing, though. Like especially like, say, single mothers or mothers in general, to be able to work from home. I just know that I don't have the discipline. I don't.
Yeah. I can't. I barely can work at work. You want to work from home?
I'm supposed to work 8 to 4. I'd be up at midnight. Like, man, I got one more call I gotta make. I just don't have it, man. I don't have it.
I'm on the grill and shit. what you said?
Like, I'm on lunch.
You know, like, you at home? Like, eat whatever.
And on a sad note, man, I don't even want to bring this up, but I gotta bring it up, man. Did you see the boys that pinned down a black girl and cut her dreadlocks off?
Yeah, man.
I want to say it was on
Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Fairfax, I think it was.
And I want to say Pence.
Pence's wife works at that school part-time. Yeah.
Yeah, vice president. But I want to say he's linked to the school, too, though.
That tells me everything I need to know, though.
Yeah. But they said, they pinned her down. They called her names. I want to say they called her ugly, nappy.
They called her. Yeah, I know for a fact I saw nappy.
Yeah. But yeah, cut her dreads off, man.
And so stuff like that. Weren't they like middle school?
I want to say she was like 10 or 12 years old, man.
Really?
Yeah, it's very sad. Very sad. Things like that, you know, they are kids. But you got to drop the hammer on that stuff, man.
That's a fact. Yeah. Because guess what? If the role was reversed, let that 12-year-old girl put her hands on one of them little white kids, they treating her like she 20. It is what it is. Like the young girl who was arrested by a cop. What was she, 6? Taken to the station, everything. Fingerprinted, all that. At 6 years old.
And I think that was in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
My thing was, we talked about this on a Blacktop the other night. It's like, so the cop arrested a girl, took her to juvie. So who checked her in? You know, so when they bring a 6-year-old girl there, you could be like, fam, you serious?
So from the story I read, that is actually what happened. Other cops was like, you doing way too much. And so they call, like, the superiors and whatnot to, you know, get the girl released and all that. But, like, you know, if other cops tell you you doing too much, they're okay with murder.
And not to cut you off, Kale, but I'm going to have to pull a Kale on this one. So when I make the phone call, I'm not even professional. I'm
not at all.
This nigga. Like, yo, what are you doing, man? It's a 6-year-old girl.
Hey, Captain, come get your boy. Your boy's tripping in this.
Like, you don't even want to tell the story. It's just so crazy. It's like, what's going on? Like, yo, man, this nigga. Man, just come on up here, man. Like,
I ain't even trying to, man.
So I have to ask, did anything happen to the officer?
He's been fired, I believe.
Yeah, they fired him.
Yeah, he has been fired.
It's a black man.
My boss said he was a black cop.
So you know they fired his ass.
Yeah.
Even though he made a stupid mistake.
No suspension with pay.
No.
You know, you can kill a nigga and get suspension with pay. And excuse me for using that term, but I mean it that way. You can kill a nigga and get suspension with pay.
They fired his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I've seen this week.
36 hours.
What was his explanation as to why he even arrested this little girl?
So
the girl was having a temper tantrum.
The young lady has sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess it was nap time or something like that. And she was acting out.
But they do that when they're tired.
But hold on. Your man said, I have sleep apnea and I'll act like that.
The police officer.
Mm-hmm. Go chew some glass, player. Kill
yourself. What they call him? They call him a school resource.
Yeah, resource officer.
Resource officer.
I just did some wild shit out of resource officers, too.
Well, I remember we was in school. I remember towards the end we had one, but he was an old dude.
Y'all went to school in Petersburg. Y'all had that?
No, we didn't.
Where I come from, we told about Petersburg, where we from.
No, where we go to school at? Please let him know. Yeah, we country
excuse
girl, country man.
Excuse me.
Country
you
boy?
You know where Prince George
is. I rode a horse out there one time.
Lil Nas X, that was you? Lil
Nas? We not going to do that. We not going to disrespect me like that.
Country people know how to survive.
Tell him, talk to him now. Now, the country boy got to know the city streets and the back roads. If I tell you come on 703, where you going? See?
I'll be honest. How many times I've been here? I use my GPS.
See, when you're from the country, you don't even say streets. You say routes.
Roads.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, 460.
I'm the wrong person to ask that because I'm horrible with directions.
Take 156 to 35.
I know Route 10. I know Route 10.
Yeah.
I know that one.
Get off on 301.
Yeah. I know that one. I take that going to Maryland sometimes. I know that one.
You're like, what do I have that? Up 36.
Yes,
that's what they do the numbers, man.
In Richmond, you down bottom. You over the east end. You around the north or you around the south, Jack? That's it.
Yeah, north side is bigger than, like, the more I go north side, I realize how big north side is, man.
What you doing around north side?
Hey, don't worry about that,
okay,
man.
Okay, respect. On the real.
You know, I used to drive, man. I used to drive.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
But, yeah, I know Dolores is not going to be, you know, a fan of this subject. Or
give us 1 minute.
Go ahead.
This is for Kale, man. I know he's going to be in his feelings about this, but Kobe Bryant, number 14 of all time.
How much of a tangent can I go on?
We got time.
All right. You disloyal.
Oh, Denzel?
Bro, do you know how disrespectful it is to put Kobe Bryant as number 14?
Now, I know you're not a sports fan, but you know who Kobe is.
I do.
And you know how great Kobe was.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't Mike. No shots.
Hey.
But to be...
That's not what this argument's about this time.
They had the top, I want to say, 20 or 50 players of all time. And Kobe was 14. And I got something just to rile you up a little bit more. Steph Curry was number 10. So they're saying Steph is better than Kobe.
So...
Tim Duncan, number 7.
The big fundamental.
David Robinson, who was a great player.
The Admiral.
Is rated higher than Kobe Bryant.
It's going to be some cussing. I'm just going to go ahead and get that out the way right now. It's going to be some bad cussing.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck picked this list? What were the qualifications for this list?
It's from Bleacher Report.
Tell me 1 year in which Steph Curry has been better than Kobe Bryant. And I'm a huge Steph Curry fan. Like, he's my favorite player right now. Tell me one time Steph Curry's been better than Kobe Bryant. And I'm not talking about... See, this is the problem I have. And this is something that Metal World Peace, a.k.a. Ron Artest, also said. These nerds who come up with these lists, they're obsessed with statistics. Sports are not statistics.
Yeah, it's that Moneyball stuff, man.
Sports are not fucking statistics. Ask the niggas who played against Kobe Bryant, where does he rank?
And for the record, the top three was, of course, number one was Jordan. Mm-hmm. Two was LeBron, and mm-hmm. three was Kareem.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm a LeBron fan. You know, I'm a big LeBron fan.
Yeah.
I don't have him ahead of Kareem.
And I'm not even a big LeBron fan, but, dog, he does deserve to be in the top.
My top three is going to be different from everybody else. My top three is going to be Jordan, Magic, and Bird. That's my top.
Nigga, stop putting Magic Bird in your top three.
Because Magic and Bird changed the game, man.
Doesn't matter. He wasn't better at basketball than these other people.
Then who?
He's not better at basketball than LeBron James. He's not better. Strictly, we're talking about better at basketball. Better at basketball than Kobe Bryant.
My thing is importance to the game, man.
But that's stupid. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about who's a better basketball player.
This is my opinion, man.
None of these niggas is better than Kobe Bryant.
Obviously, Kobe's... It's 13,
put it like this.
It's 13 other people better than Kobe.
I smack the shit out of you.
It's 13 other people better than Kobe right now. David Robinson, Steph Curry. I want to say they had...
I want to fight you so bad right now.
Gary Payton.
So...
Wesley Person.
So let me ask you this.
What?
Who these young niggas working with in the offseason?
Oh, they're working with Kobe.
Who they going to? The niggas that y'all think are so great, who are they going to?
I mean, with all that
Because ball players respect him.
With all that being said, 14.
Fuck them white nerds, man. I don't even fuck what they say.
With all that said, number 14, man. My thing is, even this year, LeBron's not number one. I'm talking about current players. They got Giannis and Kawhi over LeBron.
I don't disagree with one of those. I do think Giannis is probably the best player in the NBA, honestly.
I don't think so. I think it was proven in the playoffs that he's one-dimensional. I think that Kawhi is a great player, but he is not LeBron.
You know, even that's fine, whatever. You know who they disrespected the most on that list? Klay fucking Thompson.
Yeah. Klay was like in the 40s.
Klay is the second best two-way player in the NBA, Kawhi being the first.
Mm, I'll give you that.
Klay is I think it's like leaps and bounds. Nobody's messing with Kawhi and Klay when it comes to two-way ball playing. Period. And nobody's fucking with Kobe. Man, once again, let the ball players tell you. Stop listening to these statisticians. They'll probably have Brett Favre at number 14, too, because he threw the most interceptions. But guess what? He threw the most touchdowns, too.
Yeah, I mean, just saying, man.
You got to risk it to get the biscuit.
I mean, it's Bleacher Report. I mean, it's a credible source. You know, number 14. I just wanted to put that out there, see what your opinion was.
Who works for Bleacher Report?
I don't know.
They can't be that credible. You don't even know who worked there.
I don't know who works for most major.
Because guess what? They don't fucking matter.
ESPN.
You know who the ball players are.
I mean, it matters because it was reported, and you know, it's a trending topic. He's number 14.
It's fake news. It's fake news.
I just know MJ's number one. That's all I know, man. I got something for y'all, man. Snitches versus whistleblowers. And you notice when when white people snitch on people, they're called whistleblowers. But you know, in our community, it's snitching. I want to know what the difference is.
I don't know what the difference is. And I'm just going to speak on the term snitch. I look at a snitch being a person that was involved in the crime, action, what have you, mm-hmm. and they turn around and tell on the other person. Mm-hmm. But if you just someone that witnessed a crime or what have you, and you report it or you tell, I don't classify you as a snitch.
That's a fact.
But also in our community, when they say... don't snitch. They're saying that to witnesses as well. It's kind of like, you know, having a blind eye to what's going on.
Now, see, when did that start, though? Mm. Because I don't think that's always been the case.
I think over the years, it's just the term snitch has been, the definition has just been changed.
You know who did that? Cameron did that. When he said that if there was a rapist living next door to him, he wouldn't say nothing. Cameron... is the one who decided that, so to speak, because he was on, like, fucking CNN when he said that. And so, of course, it's not us on CNN. They're going to take that and say, okay, this is what the black people are saying.
So, mm-hmm.
You know, because we control the cool, we control the culture, we control the narrative. We just don't realize it. And so they took that and ran with it. If you didn't participate, you're just you're a citizen? You're doing your job. You're doing your citizen duties.
Yeah, but let's go back to the girl. I don't know if you are, but in Richmond, when she got shot outside, it was an event at the park. The little girl.
Oh, the little girl. Yeah, man. Yeah.
I want to say it was like maybe like a family reunion or something like that. And she was just a bystander.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard these people being got yet.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, I also heard that the people were there. It wasn't like they just came out of nowhere. They were there.
Yeah.
So somebody knows something.
Well, when it comes to that, I think that's just people fearing for their life. I don't think that's a whole, you know, they're not worried about the title of a snitch. But at the same time, you don't want to die either.
Yeah.
But personally, I would like to say, and I said it on this show before, as a man, if you did that shit, you a bitch for not coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see me any day of the week. I'm out here in Richmond every day. You kill a kid on purpose or mistake, and you don't come forward, you a bitch. You not a man.
Yeah, it's rules of this shit, man.
Yeah, there's a code. And if you don't follow that code, you less than you less than a snitch, dog. You dirt. You ain't shit, man.
Well, being, you know, I grew up in Prince George, but I have a lot of family in Hopewell. And it's not the same anymore. You
know,
you could play outside all day, all night, go for a walk. And, I mean, it's like in the summertime, you expect to hear about at least three to five. And, I mean, I know y'all probably hear the news or, you know, watch TV. Y'all watch more than enough TV, I see. But,
shots.
Yeah. Sorry, we're not watching VH1.
Mm-hmm.
Bravo.
That's exactly what I watch. But yeah, you know, it's constant now, and it's so many young people, and I'm like, it's because, you know, they're looking at, oh, I'm a snitch, or, you know, trying to fit in. Mm-hmm. If I say something about who I saw shot my friend, you know, so it's crazy now. It's real crazy.
I mean, I get you with the fear for your life thing. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I don't even think it's that. It's just they don't want to be labeled.
Mm-hmm. That's what I think.
They don't want to be labeled a snitch, man.
Well, let me let you know, you a hoe if that's what you worry about. And you a hoe if you don't come forward for what you did. All y'all niggas some hoes.
Like I said, if it's like we both doing dirt and we get caught.
Yeah, completely different.
That's, you know, I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, take your lick, keep
you
on
know?
Kicking.
But when you start getting like somebody who wasn't even involved in that shit, you know, them being a victim of some dumb stuff you was doing. I mean, you have to own that stuff, man.
Especially when we talking about children, Jack. Children, like, this is a child. And granted, it probably was a child who did it.
Yeah,
keeping it a buck.
I want to say it's probably underage child.
Man.
But I was talking about that because, you know, with the whistleblowers, I think that, you know, I don't see the difference. It's like, okay, let's say you work for a big corporation and you know this corporation is doing some dirt, and then you release it because you got fired or because you didn't get a promotion or something like that. You know, I mean, that's snitching to me.
Yeah, because I feel like if you were working there, you knew what was going on. You didn't report it until after you were fired.
I see it as like a retaliation.
Yeah,
no, I agree. I mean, Papoose said it with the whole Tekashi situation. He was like, you know, in the mob, they have the family. In the police force, they have the blue wall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he gave different examples. They try to put not snitching as a urban thing or a black thing or, you know, whatever you want to call it. But it remains the same throughout everything. They just call it something different.
Yeah, it's, you know, like we said last week with the crime. With us, they don't call it organized crime. Mm-hmm. You go back to the mafia and all that stuff. You watch Bronx Tale. What happened? He didn't snitch on old boy or whatever, you know. So we can't make it a black thing.
Yeah,
it goes back, you know, to that time.
Yeah, man. I mean, the mob been you know labeling people rats and whacking them for how long? Mm-hmm. I watch Goodfellas, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, we're waiting on the Irishman.
Hmm. When did it come out?
I want to say either October or November. It's coming soon.
I hope it's October.
I was going to ask Dolores, but you know she.
Just to let y'all know, though, there is a mob reality show.
What, Mob Wives?
I don't know the name of it, but it's coming
on
VH1.
I heard of Mob Wives.
No, it's not that.
They be, them men who really in the mob, they be hating them women for
going. Yo, speaking of reality, is this true? Are they bringing Making the Band back?
That's what Diddy said.
Heard.
No, listen to what he said.
I heard that he was working on, rekindling something with the group, but I don't know about
the original. The original group?
I heard.
Wow.
Wait, the original? Like O-Town original?
Like Dylon and all them?
That's the one that made the one song, right?
Yeah. I mean, they had a whole album. That was kind of fire, right? All you hear is bad boy this and bad boy that. Bad boy beat you down with a baseball bat.
Fire? It was okay.
It was.
I did like that show. I watched that. I did watch Making the Band.
But that's the thing. It was so many Making the Bands that people only reference like one or two of them jokes.
The one that Chappelle made fun of. That's the one that I watched.
He had a whole Making the Band. I don't know if y'all ever even remember the group O-Town. They used to be like a white boy group.
Mm-hmm.
That was Making the Band. Danny the Kane was Making the Band.
Day 26.
Day 26 was Making the Band. But all you hear is bad boy. All you hear is Dylon, and Dylon.
Because they was fighting like every episode, man.
Bro. Yeah. And Ness got
it. What was it? Ness?
Chopper.
Mm-hmm.
Chopper was my boy. I like every rapper from New Orleans, though, so I can't talk about it.
Who? Speaking of rap, who are you listening to now, Dolores? Anybody?
What, the baby? I like one song that he was featured on. Lizzo. I'm about Lizzo. Real bad. Mm-hmm. I like him now.
I didn't know she even had, I only know one song from her. Or two.
I think that is.
She's hot right now. She's very hot.
She is.
She's a confident black woman.
She is. Never mind.
What's your issue with her? Come on, what is
it? I don't have an issue with her.
Uh-huh.
I have an issue with society. Lizzo's very talented.
Mm-hmm.
I like her music, so this is not an indictment or to take anything away from her. I feel like white people, though, they push people like her to push a certain narrative. To say, ooh, look, we accept everybody. Don't look at us a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Like, they won't fucking with her before until she started until she started promoting that.
I'm talking about, like, white fans.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, or white media in general.
Okay.
Like, we control the cool. We control the narrative. Black people liked her beforehand, like, she was just playing a flute to hip-hop music. Like, I used to see her on, like, Worldstar and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was no big outburst until white people were like, oh, look at her. She's talking about, being big and confident. That promotes an agenda that we're trying to push forward. And then she blew up. Once again, not an indictment on her at all. She didn't do nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I hate the way that white media uses our people without giving us the credit for it, if that makes sense.
I like her. I mean,
she makes great music. I like her music.
I mean, I'm not even her music. I just like, I think she knows, like I said, she has a plus size sexiness to her, man. I rock with that. The baby is super hot, man.
I listened to his album all the way here.
And I am, look, at first it was kind of like, I didn't want to admit it, but yo, I rock, yo.
He can rap, man.
Dude is nice.
Yeah,
dude is nice. And he's funny.
Yeah. And he kills people.
Yeah.
Go ahead, throw that out there.
To me, he's like a...
he killed two people.
Yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Yeah, the baby's... He's got like that Gucci Man Jeezy vibe to him. He's like...
Gucci Man killed two people. How'd he kill him? What happened?
He shot them.
No cap.
Was a home invader.
Gucci Man.
He killed him. There was also a young man in Walt... Like, this is like not too far, in history. There was also a young man in Walmart who tried to accost him, and he killed him in Walmart. Mm-hmm. And you can literally find the picture of the young man dead on Google right now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, he's caught a couple bodies out here. Mm-hmm. Legally-ish.
I just think he's funny. I mean, he's a good rapper to me.
Yeah.
But, like, he does have that... that Gucci Man realness to him. Because, motherfucker, you say that stuff about Gucci, but Gucci was real.
My favorite Gucci line ever is when he got out of jail. He was on the Migos song. And I'm a murderer, nigga, but I don't promote violence. You killed somebody, and it's, like, known.
I just remember when he caught the murder charge or whatever, and, like, they were taking him to court, and they was interviewing him. He was like, buy that trap house. Trap house in stores now. I said, damn, Gucci.
Hey, once again, a legal body though.
Yeah, but I'm a fan of the baby. I don't know if y'all how y'all feel about this, but yo, I think if Drake and Chris Brown made an album, that joint would be fire.
It would be the best album of whatever year it comes out.
And speak on this one, Kel. Delores, you can chime in as well. So we do get, you know, Jay-Z's working with the NFL now. Mm-hmm. You've heard about that. Uh-huh. And he's supposed to be in charge of the Super Bowl halftime show now. And coming up this year for the halftime show was going to be Jennifer Lopez and
Shakira.
Yeah, Shakira, who was recently signed to Roc Nation.
Wasn't aware of that.
I think she signed with Jay-Z or whatever. Uh-huh. But that seemed kind of weird for me. You know, like...
In what way? I need you to expound.
I'll explain this. You know, his first year, you know, he's working with NFL. He's supposed to be bringing, you know, making the Super Bowl halftime show legit. Possibly, I'm thinking hip-hop, you know. J-Lo and Shakira. You saw that coming from Hove?
Did I see it coming? I won't say that. But I will also say, in all fairness, it's not just the Super Bowl halftime show he's doing. He also had Meek Mill, you know, open up the NFL season, literally. You got to look at...
Wait, hold on, first of all, you going to say that's Jay? I mean, Meek is tight with Bob Kraft.
He is, but, Jay literally is the head of entertainment, supposedly.
Okay, so we're going to open the season up with Meek Mill, but the biggest event of the year on TV, the most watched event on TV of the year, we're going to have J-Lo. I mean, this seems like a 2002 halftime show.
Let's be fair. J-Lo just finished one of the, like, most successful residencies in Las Vegas.
Over Celine? She was hotter than
I said one of the most.
Okay.
Yeah, one of the most. She literally just dropped a movie the other day.
With the Hustlers?
Yeah.
I've heard bad reviews on that.
Hey, my point is people are going to go see it because Jennifer Lopez is in it.
So are you a big J-Lo fan, Dolores?
No, not at all.
Not Jenny from the Block? None of that?
If you had my love and I gave you...
I think she's a good actor, but I'm not a fan.
I wouldn't even say she's a good actor.
She's had good movies.
She's had good movies. She can dance well. But
She's a hell of a fly girl.
She was a hell of a fly. I remember when she was, hey-ho, hey-ho, yeah. Hey-ho.
I liked her in... Money Train.
I like her in Enough.
Yeah, Enough. I know that's going to be one of your favorite ones. You know, the one of women empowerment.
Well, she was in Geely, right?
Affleck. Yeah,
I like that movie.
Yeah, she's definitely been around the block.
And she was in that weird-ass movie that I actually like, where she was like a therapist for children or something. They were going kids' mind. It was whatever. Nevertheless.
And then she's with A-Rod now.
I'm a Red Sox fan. A-Rod can go to hell.
But what was Jay-Z's reasoning for, I guess, partnering with the NFL?
Money.
I mean, he said that?
Nah, that's just me talking. That's me talking.
But, I mean, it's a business, so of course money is, mm-hmm. you know, objective number one. But I also think it's to, in the long run, put back together the relationship between the NFL and our culture or community. A lot of people doubt it. I give people the benefit of the doubt based on their track record. People don't think that you can get money and have the interest of the culture at heart. And I think that's one of the downfalls of us. Both things are important mm-hmm. because money is what will bring forth our culture. You can't have one without the other, honestly. The reason that other cultures are so prevalent is because they have the money. Mm-hmm. To whether it be to pay for politicians, whether it be to, you know, pay to promote their agendas, mm-hmm. all those things are important. But I think all too often in ours, we're just comfortable with being, what's the word I want to say? It's just we're one track minded. Like, okay, we think this is cool. We enjoy this. This is fine to us. We don't need the acceptance of other people. And while I agree with that, I do think we need to realize that, hey, we are. The culture, though. Like, everything that every other culture does is something that we started.
All that makes sense, but at the same time, if you're saying that... here's another situation. You're talking about athletes. Instead of going to these major schools...
Why don't you go to HBCUs?
Go to HBCUs.
Yes.
Like, all these star athletes.
Yeah.
And because we are the culture, because everybody wants to be like us. Mm-hmm. If they go to these schools,
they have no choice but
the people are going to come.
Yeah.
The money's going to come.
Yeah.
You don't have to go to the Ohio States, the Floridas, the Auburns, UFC. If you go to a Virginia State or Norfolk State or.
But so, how old are you?
We know.
And I'm asking for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, in your age, you have foresight. You can think that long term. If I'm 17 and I'm broke, mm-hmm. and these white people, I know, legal or not, they're going to give me some bread to do this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take that bread. It's money. Money controls everything.
But at the same time, if they started to go to these schools...
I don't disagree with you.
That's what I'm saying. These schools are going to start getting this money, accumulating this money, the endorsements, all this stuff. Or let's say, all right, so if... let's say Jay-Z or LeBron mm-hmm. was to promote this, mm-hmm. it would happen.
I agree. But at the same time, once again, it's one of those things like if I put $100 on the table right here now to a 17-year-old and be like, hey, you can just have that. Or I say, hey, you go do this, you know, in a few years, more black people will be able to have these $100. Nigga, I'm going to take that $100.
But at the same time, these athletes aren't like back in the day. These athletes have been playing AAU ball. They know they're special. They know they're going number one. Zion knew he didn't have to go to Duke. He knew he was going to the league after 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
He knew his talent. So these players who know they're star players and could go to the league if the NBA didn't have that shitty rule where they had to play 1 year of college before they came there.
Well, that's the trash right there.
Yeah. Like, you know, with LaMelo Ball or whatever. He's in Australia.
And he's better than a lot of niggas in
there. Oh, he's going number one. But if they decided to go to HBCU, knowing that in a year they're going to be paid, I'm not talking about a guy who is not quite sure he's going to be, mm-hmm. you know, in the league or whatever. These star players go to these HBCUs, the money's going to come.
But that's the part you're missing. The money's going to come.
But the money, I mean, you're acting like these schools don't have any money.
They're not offering it to these kids,
I mean,
dog.
They might not be
You think Virginia State is going to offer you anything close to Mike Krzyzewski coming to your
house?
But
at the same time, I mean, yo, what I'm saying is, if you know in a year you're going to be a millionaire, yo.
You thinking from 35, dog. You're not thinking at 17.
But at the same time, somebody who's 35 my age could be telling these guys, like your Jay-Z's and LeBron's.
That's the part I agree with.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, when you're thinking from the mind of these kids, without that, dog, it's an easy decision. I'm going to take this.
So I would like to see LeBron or, you know, somebody of that stature to push that.
And them niggas didn't go to college, though. So.
And the fact that, you know, the NCAA was coming for Rich Paul.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be sweet for LeBron to be like, you know what? Let me get these guys to go to HBCUs.
Now, that I don't disagree with at all. You have no argument for me there.
So. Oh, yeah, we weren't talking about Black reality or whatever.
So, I hear Jim Jones is coming back to Love and Hip Hop.
I never really watched his reality show.
You know what? I don't have nothing else.
I'm not really a Jim fan.
That's all I saw it on Instagram on the Shade Room, so I tried to
try to throw that up in there.
Yeah,
I need some more tea, man. I need you to, you know, come through here every so often, bring us some tea. The Kevin Hart joint. I didn't even think of that. And I'm thinking,
definitely.
I'm actually thinking that's, you know.
It sounds true.
Yeah, it sounds like it could be
I'm
a little true.
What you said on that. That sounds accurate.
Hey, I would love to see if y'all follow up and put it out here on the episode.
I mean, I heard that, you know, the accident was bad as a bitch. And then Kevin, he crawled out of there.
Yeah.
But how did he get?
I don't know for sure, but I thought I heard that his bodyguards got him out of there and left the other two at the scene. And like I said, I don't know for sure. I don't have a definite, reliable source, but...
But think about it. If he's with somebody he's not supposed to be with.
Yeah.
So it's like, how can we, like, let's get the story together before this shit gets released to the public.
I mean, they kind of got the story together. Kind of.
So do y'all know where the 911 call was made from? I
heard Kevin called 911.
From the home.
I didn't hear that part, though.
Jeez. Yeah, I mean, they say...
You are really...
They say he went home.
I find it hard to believe that you don't have more information on this.
I don't. No, I really don't.
Come on, TMZ, Tyler. I need.
Yeah, but that's what I heard. So I don't know.
We'll have more on this next week. I'm going to do some research.
How that juggle? Dum dum dum.
I got a homegirl who working at YBF. I'm going to call her, see what's up.
It was kind of suspect. Like, yo, you would go all the way to fuck home?
Yeah. I didn't know that part. That's...
Man. Yeah, I mean, I
he got a whole ass broke back,
right?
No?
Yeah, he was messed up pretty badly. Why would you go home?
Yeah, they had back surgery.
Yeah. Well, then.
You know, they going to have that information.
Yeah.
So that was just like water cooler talk? Because I know you weren't on your phone unless you was on your break. That's how it goes, right?
Sherry, one of her employees mentioned it when she was telling
me. Oh, after work. I got you. Yeah, I just think it's sad that, you know, not knowing all the stuff behind it, but, you know, we talked about this before with Kevin Hart. When he talked about an accident, he started talking about, you know, his tweets from back in the day.
The two things are not...
It was like
involved with each other.
Like, it was gay jokes or whatnot.
Yeah. Hey, guys, you can make jokes about gay people just like you can make jokes about black people, just like you can make jokes about white people. Intention does matter. I know that that's a lost art in this day and age, but people's intention does matter.
What did the tweet have to do with the accident?
Not exactly. A goddamn thing.
What point were they trying
to... The fact that... Maybe a year or two ago, Kevin Hart was going to host the Oscars. Mm-hmm. Oh. And there was some backlash from people because he made these tweets 10 years ago from the... What's the acronym?
LGBTQTSLMNOP.
You know, the LBT. You know, that community. I always fuck it up. It's an inside joke. I always fuck it up. But, you know, it was a backlash from some people. Not saying that they represent the community, but it was a lot of backlash on social media. Mm-hmm. Where, and I want to say the Oscars told Kevin to apologize again.
Or he couldn't
apologize, right?
Yeah.
But he said that.
This is like Dave Chappelle said. Dave Chappelle's like, he stepped off and then proceeded to go on every show and apologize.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I meant no malice behind what I said. It was 10 years ago. It's some things that we said 10 years ago that we are not proud of.
It's some shit I said 10 hours ago.
10 minutes ago.
Mm.
Yeah. But they were coming for Kevin. And
so this is my thing.
He folded. To me, he folded.
He definitely folded. But it never seems like actual parts of the community are upset about these things. It always seems like these advocates who... It doesn't affect you. Like, you're creating an issue for people who don't care.
I think they want to be a voice.
They want to be a part of something.
Yeah, they want to be considered the voice of a group of people or whatever. You know, like I said, I'm not trying to attack, you know, the gay community or whatever. I just know with that community or with the Democrats and Republicans and, you know, you got your far rights and all. It's a bunch of crap to me. Like, even Democrats versus Republicans. I was going to get into that, but... It's all crap, man.
I have plenty to say on that, so whatever you want. You know, if we want to do that for after hours, that's fine.
Man, we might crank that after. I just, you know, it's too many agendas being pushed. Everybody wants to be heard nowadays. Everybody wants their 15 minutes. And if I was Kevin, I'd have been like, you know what? F y'all. I ain't even going to speak on it.
Yeah.
But the fact that he going around, he's apologizing, and he just looks soft, man. He'd have made his money.
Ain't the first time.
Well, that's what I was gonna say. Do you think he was affected financially as to why he started?
Man, hell no. Kevin Hart is a hundreds of millionaire.
He's still the number one comic touring. You know, he has all these movies with The Rock. I'm not gonna say they're great movies, but they're making a lot of money.
Hey, what matters more?
They're making a lot of money. And I will say this with Kevin, he has put his people on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's put Tiffany has been riding with him hard. You know, he sponsored Lil Rails for a stand-up show. He's putting his people on. But I still think that he could say more than what he's saying.
Go ahead. Chelsea Handler. Have you seen, she has this thing on Netflix, High White Privilege, It's Me, Chelsea.
That's the one you used to fuck with 50, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, in theory, great idea. I get what she was trying to do. And it's actually it's an entertaining program where she's, I guess, from her point of view, she's trying to figure out what her, as a white person with white privilege, can do to use her white privilege to help our people, so to speak, or to advocate, I'll say, for our people. She has some good stuff in there, some good points, good talks, all that good type of stuff. The funniest thing I found on there, though, she talked to two black comedians about this. And the two black comedians she chose was Kevin Hart and Tiffany Haddish. And to me, as soon as I saw that, I was like, ah, that takes away from this. Because them two are, neither of them are known for advocating for our community. Tiffany Haddish, like a lot of people see her as like a, you know, she tap dance for the white folks.
I mean, I would say she's creeping up on female clown.
I agree.
You know?
I was going to ask, that was my question, actually. I was going to ask, what do y'all think about Tiffany? Why do you say that?
Why do I say that? Mm-hmm. I say that because, well, for one, I respect the hustle. She's riding her wave.
Without a doubt.
She's riding the wave. You get your money. At the end of the day, is she funny?
To me, she was.
She's always funny?
Have you seen her stand-up?
No.
Okay.
That's the question.
Okay, so that's where I was going with this, though. How did she... I heard she messed up, I guess.
Well, everybody bombs. Everybody has a bad night. I just think that, you know...
Your special can't be a bad night.
She's, she ready was too long.
It's still going on.
Yeah, you got to change it up. If you're a comedian, you have fresh material. You know, not the same material for 2 years. Okay. And now, was she funny in Girls Trip? Hell yeah.
She's a comedic actress. She's funny as a comedic actress. As a stand-up comedian, not so much.
Yeah, I mean, she's attractive.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes. She has a great, great story.
She does, definitely.
She has a great story.
Love her story. I even read her book.
Yeah.
I think I heard her telling that, like, being raised with her grandmother and stuff.
Yeah, foster care, being homeless, mm-hmm. Knowing Kevin from back in the day.
So Kevin is the one who got her out of homelessness.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great story, yeah. Man. And she's probably pretty dope to hang around.
Seemed like a cool person.
Yeah, did you see when she was talking about she was hanging with Will and Jada?
Yeah, when she was doing Girls Trip.
And she had got a Groupon. It was like this little...
For the damn swamp ride.
Yeah, yeah. For the swamp ride. I mean, she's cool to hang with, man. It's just, you know, I think that, you know, I just think that the ride is coming to a close, man.
I would agree.
But I will say with her, not to cut you off, she's putting her own girls on. She's got that Netflix special. She's putting her people on.
I'm not mad at it.
Yeah. So...
So since we're talking about comedians, though, I mean, what's y'all take on Country Wayne?
He's funny. I saw him live.
Now, that's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. I haven't seen him live, but they said he does a great show.
Hey, it was funny to the point where I was like, I did not expect this. It was very funny.
And I heard he's clean.
Yeah, he is.
Well, he did say the F word one time.
Did he?
But that was the joke. He was like, you know, everybody was talking about me because I don't cuss. I said, I don't cuss, motherfucker. That don't mean I can't cuss, goddammit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, no, that was a joke. But, yeah. The show was, like, surprisingly funny.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I like the fact that he takes, you know, his brothers with mm-hmm. him. His brothers are, that's his staff.
Yeah.
So.
That's what's up.
His opener was trash, but he was funny.
Mm. Where did you see him at?
Somewhere in D.C. I forget the location.
What did you check? You checked him here? Mm-hmm. Funny one. Okay. Yeah, I've heard he's dope. I need to check him out. He's I got a list of comments I want to check out, man. I want to see Tony Baker. He's coming soon.
I saw him in July, maybe.
What you think?
Maybe May. So this is my take. He was on the Kev because I went to go see Kev on stage. I'm a big mm-hmm. Kev on stage fan. But when you're on Kev on stage, so you have to be clean. I've heard Tony Baker's stand up, his regular stand up, is not clean. Obviously,
mm-hmm.
him having to be clean, I think it took away. From the funny, it was still, you know, it was okay.
Okay.
But I think him in October when he comes to the Funny Bone is going to be 10 times better.
Let's go check it out, man.
I'm down.
Desi Banks, I want to see him.
Desi Banks, fine. I ain't seen him live, but this Instagram is
funny. You familiar with him? I'll show you a couple of videos from Aviv here. Okay. He's not a reality star, so. And Ha Ha Davis, man, I gotta see him.
I've heard great things.
Oh yeah,
I've heard great things. Who's the funniest comedian you ever saw live?
Martin. I saw Martin back.
Was he the funniest when you saw him? Just making sure.
It was a Run Tell That.
Okay, Run Tell That is hilarious.
I got some age on me though.
No, but it's not even that. You know, Run Tell That is amazing. I quote it regularly.
I seen that was like 2001. Mm-hmm. I saw Cat early, mm-hmm. early Cat when he came out to the Rick Ross Hustling joint. Mm-hmm. Earthquake is funny.
Earthquake is in my top five.
Yeah, Earthquake is good.
Only one person beat Earthquake for me that I've seen live, and I'm talking not talking about their full catalog, just when I saw them. Mm-hmm. Earthquake was number one, and then he got pushed to number two by Benji Brown.
Oh, yeah?
It was the funniest show
Damn.
I have ever been to. And it's not he's not leaps and bounds ahead of Earthquake show, but he just outstepped him. It was flawless.
I'm gonna check him out. I see he's touring with a lot of people now, yeah. Or whatnot. But Martin was funny, but it wasn't just the experience.
Yeah, I've seen Martin live.
Yeah,
I had to. You know, he's my favorite. So
the experience was like, yeah, it was Martin, and it was like he was still Martin. Like now,
yeah, he
Martin
was still Martin.
Martin ain't song. not a disrespect, yeah. Martin, but it's not like, you know.
Yeah.
I saw, so it was a show he brought to, Norfolk
mm-hmm.
last year. But he didn't actually, you know, do a whole lot of comedy. He was pretty much hosting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he just wasn't the same.
I saw Martin, I want to say, 8 years ago, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic show. Definitely the most I've ever spent for a show. I always say, if Martin comes to Richmond, I don't care how much it costs.
But it was a good show, but was it Martin, though?
It was. So on his best, Martin's an A+, obviously. It was an A.
I'm not even talking about the comedy. I'm just talking about just his demeanor. Oh, you understand what I'm saying?
He was Martin.
Yeah.
He was Martin.
He was the same when I saw him.
It was Def Jam Martin.
No, that's not.
I'm not even talking about
even Def Jam Martin.
Well, no. I'm not even talking about comedy material. I'm talking about just
like no, even demeanor. Run Tell That Martin is not comedy.
When
Martin.
He came to now it was Altria Theater back then. It was like might have been the Mosque Landmark or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
you know.
Yeah.
still wet behind the ears back then. But now it was like Martin. Like people in the crowd were still doing like the Gold Martin joint.
Yeah,
and he was doing the dance and stuff. So
I mean, Martin ain't been the same since the Dope, though. Honestly.
Since what now?
Since the Dope.
Now, Martin ain't been the same since he fell out.
What did he fall out from?
The heat stroke.
No, nigga, he fell out from the Dope.
I thought it was that he put that plastic
you,
bag
you
on.
Went to Run Tell That.
Huh?
You went to Run Tell That.
I know he was talking about that, but I mean, of course he was getting high, but at the same time, if you go running out in 100 degrees with a sweatsuit on.
What makes you do that?
I mean, you want to, you know.
That Dope.
You don't want to be a plus size man no more. You know what I mean?
Good bring back.
Hey, Relevance in the Dungeon, shout outs, Dolores.
And shout outs, let me see. Cute and Conscious by Lavita Island. She went to school with us. Rich Hair, Richard Ross. Naturally Lee, my cousin. She does hair, Alethea Tyler. I think that's about it.
Are you not going to shout out, you know?
Snuff McGee.
No, what you mean? Yo, no. I didn't say Snuff McGee.
And Seafarers.
Yo, shout out Seafarers. Yeah. Can't wait to get you back. Hope you're feeling better. The voice of the theme song.
Yeah, she
I feel like I'm going to get you sucker. How you say he got his theme song. Shout out Seafarers.
How did y'all work that out?
What?
Her doing the theme song. That was really good.
Well, when you know, dope people do dope
here
shit, Dolores.
You
know what I'm saying?
I guess I gotta get with it, huh?
You know what I'm saying? Dope people do dope shit. And, you know,
he wouldn't know nothing about that.
You remember Captain Planet, you know what I'm saying? When the powers combined. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
that was a good one.
Nah, but she came on the show. And
We had a great time.
Yeah, we had a great time. I asked her, made it happen, man. And she blessed me with it. You know, it was dope. I hear it all the time. So, yeah. Just like, you know, she's working with you. She looks out for us, man. You know,
she does.
That class of 2000.
Yep.
Black don't crack. Just letting you know, dog. Shout outs, Kel.
Man, it's always the same for me, man. Shout out to you, my brother, every week.
All right,
I'm going to keep doing it. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my family. Shout out to the supporters.
Yeah.
Shout out to black businesses. Support black people. Spend your black dollars in our black community.
Please do. Want to shout out y'all tonight, man. Appreciate you coming by. Probably the most me and the Lord has talked since 98.
She was very nice to you. She was real nice to you.
Yeah. You know, she's a cheat off my homework, you know, back in...
I doubt that.
Back in history class. That.
She graduated, didn't she?
Back in history class.
I don't see that.
I mean, you know, barely. You know, if she didn't copy off my homework, you know, might be some Billy Madison stuff going on. But now, like I said, I admire what you're doing. I can't wait for the show.
Thank you.
I know the girls are going to be looking lovely with the attires and whatnot. I'm just proud that I'm going to be one of the judges there. You know. Shout out, Kel.
You're.
Got some things coming up, man. We got some stuff we got planned. I don't want to talk too much about it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I seen a thing the other day that was like, you know, a lot of negative energy out there.
It is.
So you can't let everybody know your next move. Mm-hmm. But there are going to be moves.
We making moves,
yeah,
definitely.
We trying to make moves, man. And just keep doing what we be doing. 25 in.
Quarter of the way, Jack.
Episode 25. And coming up, we got Black Connection LLC coming up. Waiting on Rick Ross coming back. Well, first appearance. Hopefully, Dolores be able to come back.
I would like to.
And she's going to be different. Like, I already know. When
she comfortable.
Yeah. When Rich is here, you're going to be a whole nother.
He might bring it out.
I'm going to be just like back in the day. Quiet. Don't even know what to say, you know? But just shout out to everybody, man. It's been a good week. Week went by pretty fast. Very, very shocking. Normally, that Monday morning is hell.
A little rough.
Yeah. I had a good week, man. I don't know what it was. I know doing something new. You know, dropping a few pounds, man. You know?
And trying to lead a plus-size man category.
Well, it ain't drugs. It ain't drugs.
He's already in the
law. Fake plus-size man.
After the show, I'll show you the coat, man. I'll show you the coat. At Relevance in the Dungeon, I'm Snuff McGee, joined by...
Dolores.
It's your boy Kel.
Hey, yo, we out. Peace.
You've been listening to Snuff McGee and Friends. Irrelevance in the Dungeon.